The Gospel according to Luke in chapter 9, the first 6 verses. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have 2 tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. And wherever they do not receive you, when you leave that town, shake off the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Take nothing for the journey. Nothing whatever, not even money or food. Somehow the food will be provided from other resources that will emerge as you pilgrim forth. This pilgrim path would be intolerable, I imagine, in bare feet, so go ahead, take those sandals, all right. They will wear out, but then we have here no lasting city, but seek one to come, and we are on the way. What Dominic did in the early 13th century was to remind fellow pilgrims that life was a journey. So we're best advised not to settle down on earth or become too comfortable or give up the search for wisdom for a better way forward. Where Dominic is particularly helpful to Christian disciples today lies, I think, in the fact that we know what he took with him instead of a road map or staff. What he chose as a sat-nav for the journey was the text of the Gospels, especially Matthew, the letters of Paul, and in his heart a sense of the tradition built up in the church over 1,000 years in length at that time. As we walk through life with sandals on our feet, we want to be sure of foot. We would like to be resolute and well advised in our decisions and to have an ear and an eye for fellow pilgrims, for disciples of Christ, and indeed also those who have never listened to his voice. With our ears we hear the word of God, as Dominic did, and those who joined him to form an order of preachers. With our eyes we are invited to look out for one another and not spend time admiring ourselves. Rather let our behavior tell us what we look like, or more to the point, tell us whom we look like. Not a mirror, this is no help to a disciple. The only things you can see in a mirror, apart from your own face, are those things that are behind you. Leave them behind and move on. The Lord knew that his disciples would be treated as prophets are on occasion, not well, to put it mildly. He knew that their words of peace would not be welcome in all places, and not just wanted in some towns. We heard in this passage of Luke another piece of advice too, about what to do when the Christian message is not welcome, when our words of peace fall on deaf ears. Let's hear it again, and please God, use it as a guide. Shake off the dust of that town off your feet. As if to say, move on. Leave that behind. Do not harbor resentment. Hold no grudges. Move on. Preach the gospel. Live its message in somewhere else. There's lots of space. There are many towns that will be the richer for hearing the name of Christ. The scriptures in your hand will remind you, like a driver's license, that you are on a journey. You are permitted, licensed, to travel and speak of Christ wherever you go, in the city and in the countryside. Dominic is a companion you could converse with. So many fine disciples have been down this pilgrim road whose stories we can usefully read to give ourselves more heart and energy. Put those sandals on then and go, in the peace of Christ and in the company of those who have trodden the path before you. You will never walk alone.